bringing you the Cardinals and Phillies game on this beautiful night in St. Louis.
You got it, Jack. It's a nice, warm evening here for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Philadelphia Phillies matching up in a very important first place, second place series here in St. Louis. In the game last night, the St. Louis Cardinals drew first blood as they won 3-1. They sliced the lead in the East to 6.5 games for the Philadelphia Phillies. An estimated crowd of 29,199 witnessed. Real Cormier of the Cardinals pitched 6 1/3 strong innings to pick up the victory before Big Lee Smith came in to save the game and notch his 29th save of the season. Phillies manager Jim Fregosi and first baseman John Krug didn't seem fazed by the loss Monday and noted that there are two games left and it is still early in this 1993 campaign.
Yeah, Joey, you know, this is the Cardinals. They won 5 in a row.
Yeah, they have won 5 in a row.
Last year, their longest streak was 6 games last year.
Yeah, I think it was that. Pete Incaviglia provided the Phillies' only run via a one-run shot in the fourth inning down the left field line. And Jeffries and Cormier were the hitting stars for the St. Louis Cardinals and powered them to victory. Our game is set for 7:35 tonight. Rene Arocchia, 6-2 on the 93 season, will butt heads with Ben Rivera, 7-3 of the Philadelphia Phillies. This is the second game of the homestand. It's a big one for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jack.
It's a big one. They've got three more games left with the Phillies. They had to win that first one. A split's not going to do them any good. The Phillies came to town leading them by 7.5 games. So now it's down to 6.5. If they can win 2 out of 3 of the next one, then the Phillies are leaving town 5.5. Cardinals could get a little lucky, win all three of them. They could conceivably leave town 3.5 games in front.
That's right. It's very early in the season. We haven't even hit the All-Star break, and we're talking about a pennant race right here. And we will have the first pitch at 7:35 here at Busch Stadium.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're back at beautiful Busch Stadium on this great summer evening with the starting lineups for this second of a four-game series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Philadelphia Phillies. For the Cardinals, leading off will be Gilkey playing left field. Batting second, the Wizard of Oz playing shortstop. Batting third, the steal from Kansas City, Greg Jeffries, playing first base. Third batting cleanup at third base would be Todd Zeal. The right field would be Mark Whitten. Center field is Brian Jordan, just called up to take Langford's place. At second base, Alicia. And at catcher would be Pappas. And pitching tonight would be Rocha.
For the Philadelphia Phillies tonight, center fielder Lenny Dykstra will lead off in that position. Milt Thompson is in left field in the number 2 position. In number 3 position, John Kruk, the first baseman. And batting cleanup, Dave Hollins, the third baseman. Catcher Darren Dalton, having a great season with the club, will be 5th in the lineup. Jimmy Eisenreich, the former Kansas City Royal, will play right field and bat 5th. Mariano Duncan, the shortstop from the Los Angeles Dodgers, is going to be in the 7th position. And Mr. Morandini at second base will be 8th in the lineup. 7-3, Rivera? What is his first name? Ben Rivera, 7-3 on the 93 season, takes the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies with a 3.72 ERA. All right, we have game time here in about 10 minutes. Welcome back to St. Louis Cardinals baseball. We are getting ready for the matchup of the year, maybe, for these two clubs. The St. Louis Cardinals takes on the Philadelphia Phillies in this crucial June series here in Busch Stadium.
It's hard to believe that a series in June could be called a must-win or a crucial or whatever you want to call it, but it certainly is that, Joey, and the crowd is anxious. They know it.
This stadium is filling up slowly but surely here in St. Louis, and they're looking forward to a good game between these clubs, and they had a great game last night as the St. Louis Cardinals went on a victory with a 3-1 final.
Yeah, they were disappointed with the crowd of just a little over 29,000 last night, but they had an absolute downpour about an hour before game time, and that stopped all of their walk-up tickets, and So they probably, the rain probably cost them 5,000-6,000 people last night.
Yeah, the rain didn't get in the way, but it didn't get in the way of the spirit of the St. Louis Cardinals as they won last night, and they drew first blood in this series that is, it is crucial, and we'll have to look to a good pitching matchup tonight to see which club will win this game. There hasn't been a whole lot of offense with a low score last night, Jack.
You know, Joey was talking, thinking about these crowds. They ought to come from hundreds of miles to see a team like these Phillies play. This team is built of a bunch of characters. I mean, these guys are a throwback to the old days.
Yeah.
especially St. Louis people ought to remember the Gas House game. Just come out and watch the Phillies.
Right.
You know, you got guys like Dykstra and Kruk, and why Eisenreich is probably the only sane one on the team.
Yeah, he is. I tell you, the whole club is made up of characters, and John Kruk pretty much leads this group that is a group of characters. Johnny Kruk is known to be a clubhouse prank, and he is the spirit of this Philadelphia Phillies club, and he's been with this club for about six seasons so far, and he's finally getting his chance to see what it feels like to be at the top. Like you mentioned earlier on in the show, they were last place last year, and they're finally getting some respect here at 93 as they move up to first place in the East.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I personally believe they're for real, Joey. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're a paper mache up there. I don't think they're a paper tiger. I think they're for real. I think they're going to be in the fight all year long.
I agree. I think they're the real thing, Jack. And if you look at the 85 Kansas City Royals who went on to win the World Championship that year, they weren't composed of the most sane guys in baseball at that time. They had a group of guys that you wouldn't call all-stars, that you would call some teams like the old Yankees and some other teams like the Oakland Athletics in the late 80s. But this club, they're doing what it takes to win, and they're in first place right now.
Well, they're exchanging their lineup cards.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some butterflies in the stomach of especially the pitchers.
Uh-huh.
I think the pitchers get more nervous before a ball game than any of them.
Right. It kind of feels like October here tonight, Jack.